Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Family and friends gathered to remember 17-year-old Courtney Jones outside of Sidney Lanier High School last night. Jones was killed in a shooting in the 400 block of Hall Street Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made. A physics professor at Tuskegee University is suing the school for discrimination. Dr. William Burns has been teaching at Tuskegee University for 43 years. He says he's seen professors with less than half of his experience get paid up to 30% more. And major changes are coming to downtown Wetumpka. The city is starting a new street project to improve sidewalks and repave all downtown roadways. City leaders are working to make sure the construction doesn't impact downtown businesses. The project is expected to take 70 working days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of treated lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, or save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered, or pick it up in store. Our dedicated Pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Lawyers for Jeffrey Epstein said they will appeal a judge's decision to deny him bail.
A rare tornado on Cape Cod. Dangerous wind ripping the roof off one of the Cape's iconic motels.
ICE agents are under the spotlight after the violent arrest of an undocumented Kansas City man while he sat in his car with his family.
agent smashed his window and dragged him out.
A shocking arrest in the death of 21-year-old student Allie Costell. Her classmate at Ole Miss, 22-year-old Brandon Thiesfeld, now charged with murder.
New ad campaign hitting the airwaves and making its way onto teenagers' phones.
The FDA rolling out the new PSAs this month aimed at getting kids to think twice before trying e-cigarettes.
Boris Johnson, London's outspoken former mayor, has been named UK Prime Minister.
The huge sigh of relief for the heroes of 9/11. The Senate passing legislation to permanently fund care for first responders and survivors.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Stock market is down 111 points. It's a little bit cooler outside than it has been. It's 85 degrees. The humidity is not nearly as bad. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today? No AC, big guy.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
So do I need to buy you a bag of ice?
No, I'll be okay. It's not too miserable.
Not too miserable?
No.
Okay. Well, thank goodness it's cooling down a little bit. This morning was actually pleasant. Last night, I had the temperature down low 70s, and tonight's supposed to be in high 60s. So maybe that'll help you out a little bit.
Yes, I think it should help. It should help some. I'm not ready to bring out the big guns. Like, I'm not going to mention the name of the apartment complex on air or anything.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet. Soon to come, though. Soon to come. Well, this is Mueller Wednesday. It's also Fresh Market's new food lineup. They've got the Ribeye Prime and Premium on sale. Mm-hmm. Excited about that. I got to finish off New York Strip before I move over to that bad boy, but I may get one and let it age for another week or so and have it in a little while. Mueller, we got Mueller all over the place. And if you have seen part of the Mueller testimony from this morning, I'd love you to call me and tell me what you think about it. 272-9228. My take of this is that he didn't look too good in there. I mean, he would get lost. He would kind of say, can you repeat the question after they had just said the question, for example? He couldn't find the person who was asking him the question up on the dais. And so he looked just disoriented. And let's play the Chris Wallace. This was Chris Wallace, break one, his opening on Fox Today.
I had to laugh a little bit when you talked about the testimony by Robert Mueller, because I think testimony has to be put in quotes. It really hasn't been much testimony. Frankly, I think you've both been very kind. I think this has been a disaster for the Democrats, and I think it's been a disaster for the reputation of Robert Mueller. He has seemed very uncertain with his brief. He doesn't know, seem to know, what things that are in the report. He's been attacked a number of times. And you would think that almost anybody else would have defended his own integrity and the integrity of the investigation. And over Mueller just sits silent and allows the attacks from the Republicans to sweep over him and says nothing. I think it does raise questions about the degree to which he actually was in charge of and control of this report, because he doesn't seem very much in control or charge of what the final report was. I should say whether he was in charge of the investigation, because he doesn't seem in charge of what the report actually says.
And I agree with you. I said yesterday, I looked at the footage of him during the 9.5 minute briefing when he closed his office. Then I looked back at him testifying back in 2014. It was vastly, I'm sorry, 2012. It was vastly different. Vastly different. And I kind of question whether his underlings didn't just write this report. He refused to answer how much input that they had on this. He had refused to answer, did he put in everything? He refused to answer that.
Well, and I'm just seeing, this is breaking, happening live there in front of the intelligence, House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, ugly, ugly man.
Well, you should have heard his opening statement. Man,
yeah,
he was over the top.
Mueller, in his opening statement in front of the Intelligence Committee, again, this is happening live, folks, just said, I need to make a clarification about something said this morning. Representative Liu, you know, Ted Liu, right, a real piece of work, Democrat, he said, so you didn't charge Donald Trump or President Trump because of the OLC opinion that you can't charge a sitting president. Mueller quoted that just 30 seconds ago and said, that's not exactly correct. I did not reach a determination the president committed a crime.
That is big.
That's major. It just, that he's, kneecaps the Democrats.
He's stuck on the OLC thing. He used OLC. I just stopped counting at about 15. And basically what's going to happen is Barr is going to somehow trot out the people who are in that meeting saying he said it was, he didn't indict not because of the OLC. I think he's got a real trouble with that. Yeah, Adam, I tell you, Jerry Nadler, you remember I said yesterday, you can watch him and see how he's acting?
Well, and I want to say this, Dan. I was almost thinking because the second Democratic debate's next week, that we're hopping into 2020 mode a little too early. But now seeing the face of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, and also include folks like Devin Nunes, all these folks we've been watching for 2 years now, I'm glad we're moving on to 2020. I don't want to see Adam Schiff's face or Jerry Nadler's face if I don't have to again.
Well, I tell you what I think is going to happen here. I think you're going to have the Republicans are going to claim victory. No hits, no strikes, no man on base. And the Dems are going to say, oh, yeah, we got him exactly where we wanted. He admitted, and he didn't. He basically they would try to get him to the obstruction of justice, and you say, I do not agree with your narrative.
Right.
And it really blew up on him. Bill went away, huh?
Well, and CNN's already tried to spin things that the Republicans are really hampered now because Mueller doesn't want to talk about the origins of the Russian investigation. Well, that doesn't, it just means you're not going to get it from Mueller. And there's a reason he probably doesn't.
Yeah, let me tell you, he opened his statement saying that I'm not going to talk about FISA, I'm not going to talk about Steele. Those things are currently under investigation. And I think what is going to happen here, particularly in listening, and you're going to hear Ratliff was the best. He nailed it. Jim Jordan, second. Martha Roby did a good job today, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard. I didn't see her myself, but I heard about it.
She did a good job. I was pretty impressed. I mean, she's kept him right on target. I mean, she was doing it like a prosecutor, and I don't think she's ever been a prosecutor. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jay. Jay, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joy. How you doing today?
Very good. And you?
Doing well. Just watched a report this morning. Felt like a pretty big waste of time. the one guy that did stick out to me, I think his name was Gates out of Florida.
Yeah.
Talking about the whether he was purviewed the Steele dossier and how Mueller just basically didn't want to say anything about that. But he came on real strong for me, I felt like. But most of the Democrats, it just seemed like they were just read this. That's all they wanted, just read this section. Take everything out of context, read this sentence for me and ignore everything else.
Yeah, I think Mueller looked bad. He looked mentally bad. He looked physically bad. He
looked confused.
He did. He looked very confused. And I really question whether he wrote that he really supervised his group or did the group supervise him. And I think we're going to find out that the group supervised him.
Yeah, I didn't catch that segment Joe was just talking about, but that is pretty big for him to come out and say that.
It just happened.
Just
happened like 7 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so that coming out, we'll see how that plays. Sure, the Twitter feeds will be blowing up here in a minute.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch how the network news handles this because there are a group of people watching this live, but there are also a lot of people are going to get the determination of this from the news, and that I'm going to be very interested in watching how NBC, ABC, and CBS handle this.
Yeah. Well, that's all. I just want to call in. Appreciate what y'all do.
Thanks, Jay, for the telephone call. Eric, hang on for me. I'm going to go to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard, what's going on at Brubaker Motors? I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We'd rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, We just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infinity, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Welcome, Dano.
How you doing today?
I'm partly cloudy with a good chance of rain, but barring that, I'm all right.
I like that.
Let me ask you. Please. I work with a co-worker. He says, how long do you think this Robert Mueller crap's going to go? I said, 4 years. and aside from that, it just really and truthfully, there's no rest for the weary because this guy, I don't give a rat's, you know what, whether he were to go and save 50 people from a burning building, he used the wrong damn door. You know, it doesn't make any difference. And these very people, you take Susie Q, that's Hillary Clinton's new nickname at work out here. Susie Q, she can walk on water. How come they always talk about he's not above the law? Well, hell, he ain't below it either. He ought to be somewhere in the middle. But how many laws has she broken, Lenny?
No, I think he has some valid points. I think Mueller, just like Chris Wallace said, I think Mueller's damaged his reputation, which I mentioned when we were first talking about this. And, excuse me. And he is, I think he's going to be seen as old and just
Dilapidated. And let's say, you know, what it was, and Dan, you've been around that Washington bunch, and what's happened is he didn't cave to the Democrats. And he'd have done that, they would have put a halo around it. Because, you know, when you go against the grain, and nobody knows better than you do, you've been there, you've seen all the torture that we could only imagine at the backstabbing and everything that Dan Morris has actually seen or heard of not actually saw, but you know good and well as I do, and people out there, legitimate listeners, know that you have. And all of that Iran-Contra and all this other crap that was going on, and this is the biggest. And who started it? The Dems. So to anybody that's got any questions about the political, well, I don't even call it a swamp anymore. I call it a toilet. Because the very people that hate this country are in power. And if these people, if this ain't a wake-up call, I don't know what is. Listen, I'm going to shift you. And Dan, I always love to hear you when I can, when I'm not working. But, you know, I mean, you get straight to the point. I'm going to get to my point. Friday, I've got to go have rotator cuff surgery at UAB in Birmingham.
Yeah.
I have tried. Can I go ahead and put my name in for the drawing?
Sure. When are you going to be back?
Probably Monday. They said, I've got to go to, there's a physical therapy deal up there. Monday, and I'm just staying. I ain't no need in driving back to Montgomery and back to Birmingham. Why not go ahead and do it?
There you go.
Yeah. And, you know, I had one other quick thing, and I wished I could have caught Barron. I missed his show because I'm at work, but we purchased the house. You're not in the law, but I know, you know, a lot of friends that are, but we purchased the house in, Cottage Hill, which is downtown, close to the Hilltop Arms. And, well, the lady that lived there, come to find out, was in Section 8. We didn't know that. But I noticed that the property was being run down, and I said, you know, there's got to be something going on here because it just, you know, it's like they don't really give a damn about how the place looks. So with me and my wife, we bought the house, and the house was vacant for like 4 or 5 months. Well, the man that I bought the house from is deceased, but I bought it from a son. Okay, so we closed the deal 3 weeks ago. And one of her childhood friends came over last Saturday when we were moving all the old furniture out. I mean, the place was horrific inside. And Alva Lee lives 2 houses down from where I
know exactly where you are.
Okay, so we go in and we clean it out. We're moving this stuff. We get up to the Hilltop at Five Points. We're going to meet the... You got to go to a school, of course, you know that all too well. But at any rate, the lady that lived here, her best friend shows up over here. And, man, I'm telling you the truth. They came out with guns, not pointed at us, and said, you got to have the county come out and evict her. You got 90 days. I said, well, the house has been empty. She's been gone for nearly 4 months. And if I buy a car, that's why I wish Barron was on the stuff. You ought to get him on there sometime to be a guest with you. That, too, I'd love to hear you and him. Oh, man, that would be... Joe, if you're listening, I would love for you to have them two on. It could be made possible, but what did we do wrong that they was telling us that the county had to come out and evict them? Now, after a certain amount of time, that's where I'm a little confused. I'm not in real estate.
Okay, well, first of all, is the unit you bought, is it empty?
No, it had a lot of their personal stuff in there, but...
The former tenant.
It was the former tenant, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you, to take possession of that stuff, you do need to evict them, or store it somewhere where they can get to it if they want it.
Well, I did at the landfill.
No. I'm not sure.
No, this is the first time I bought property, but the man that I bought the house from, he's had several properties, and I'm afraid, they're going to make a stink out of it.
Yeah, and I would have, when you bought the property, you had a closing attorney, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I would consult with him about that.
I mean, undoubtedly, I'm in the clear because, you know, I mean, I've called my attorney twice, my wife and I, and he says not to worry with it.
Okay, that's good enough for me. I'm dragging on here. Eric, thanks for the telephone call. Congratulations.
Oh, 6/17, my birthday.
You got it. Good luck in your surgery.
Thank you,
sir. News Show 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
You got a bloody right to say.
listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and on this Wednesday, happy hump day by the way, we are broadcasting live from Bachelor Technologies in Brockport Court. If you don't know where that is, it's right around River Bank and Trust on Taylor Road, kind of hidden back there, but just put it in your GPS, you'll find it. Bachelor Technologies will be here until 1 o'clock collecting school supply donations for the Cram the Van donation drive that we do every year around this time right before school starts. We're trying to lend a hand to the kids and teachers in the River Region to make sure they have everything they need to get the school year off to a great start. So come by and see me. Bring your school supply donations. Anything you can bring or donate would be greatly appreciated. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former special counsel Robert Mueller, testifying in Congress about his investigation, is asked about hiring Democrats as members of a team looking into President Trump.
I have not had occasion once to ask somebody about their political affiliation. It is not done. What I care about is the capability of the individual to do the job and do the job quickly and seriously and with integrity.
Mueller says again his report does not clear President Trump of obstruction of justice.
Well, he cannot bring a charge against the sitting president. Nonetheless, he can continue the investigation to see if there are any other persons who might be drawn into the conspiracy.
When asked by Republicans why he did not investigate the origins of the Trump campaign investigation in 2016, Mueller says that was not part of his responsibility. He's finished with the House Judiciary Committee now. It's a 3-hour, 34-minute session. The Intelligence Committee's next this afternoon. This is Fox News.
Nation is the
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
We are going to enjoy every second of this nice summer break because we know summer heat and humidity will be back before too long. But for today, sunshine, less humid, comfortable, high temperature around 87. Clear skies, cooler tonight. How about mid-60s for an overnight low? Tomorrow, just about perfect. Upper 80s again, upper 60s at night. And then on Friday, I think we'll be around 90 degrees. A little more humidity creeps in towards evening. I think we're still dry. But then back to summertime heat and humidity Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 90s and those hit-or-miss afternoon storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Terry Sewell from the West State of Alabama is questioning Mueller as we speak.
And her questioning, her line of questioning, just led Mueller to do another, well, instance of what he's been doing all day with the Democrats. She's like, isn't it against the, wasn't it against the law for Donald Trump Jr. to say, oh, I love the idea the Russians have dirt on Hillary Clinton, let's meet? And Mueller just responded, I wouldn't agree with that characterization. But isn't it against the law for the U.S., somebody running for the presidency to accept anything of value from a foreign government? He goes, well, generally that's true, but also generally each case is unique. Like, what the Democrats are doing is they kind of speculate to go way beyond what Mueller's report says, and he reins it back in.
Yeah, he's the Dems are way overreaching, particularly that Adam Schiff opening that we have here. John Solomon last night gave us something that is, I'll kind of get into why I think this is going to be part of the train that's going to be pushed down the track. Let's listen in.
Because just breaking from John Solomon, The Hill, well, his investigative report tonight, we now have even more evidence Mueller omitted key details about mysterious professor Joseph Misfit and Trump aide George Papadopoulos from his public report. And it sounds like John Durham is looking to get to the bottom of it all. John Solomon, this is huge, and these questions should be asked tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. I can report tonight that John Durham's investigation, the one that Bill Barr launched, is seeking to interview one of the key witnesses and to challenge one of the key conclusions in the Robert Mueller report. If you remember, Mueller claims that Misfit and his contacts with Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos was the ignition point for the whole Russia collusion narrative. They allegedly, Papadopoulos allegedly used Misfit to get to some Russian contacts and talk about some Russian emails. We now know that Misfit's lawyer has been contacted by Durham's prosecutors, and he is prepared to provide evidence from his client showing that Misfit was not some professor. He was a long-term Western intelligence cooperator who was tasked specifically to approach Papadopoulos and introduce him to Russian figures in the spring of 2016. If that is not, if what has been portrayed for the last 3 years as some organic collusion theory was in fact an intelligence operation, it would change everything we know about the start of this case.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Solomon's been spot on. Timing's a little bit different. Catherine Herod said that the IG report now may not come out until latter part of August because of the new witnesses that have come forth.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen here, my prediction, is that the Dems are going to go get a dozen eggs and just basically hit their face with them. And what they're going to do is it's going to be lined up that the FISA application was done falsely, it was lied about, and it was the premise with no predicate. And they, all this was built on this. I think they're going to be able to put down, at least they had an inkling that it happened. Nunes swears that he told them that's what happened, and they refused to do it. He offered to show them evidence, and they refused to look at it. But I think that's going to blow this whole impeachment thing. The Democrats is going to totally blow them away. And they're not going to be able to get to this thing in a timely manner. They're going to try to do this, but I think they're going to look very, very foolish. So let me continue on with John Solomon, now talking about the Ukrainian deal.
Also, I think questions about your Ukrainian deal and the fact that Ukraine was trying to help Hillary, that's a big deal too, isn't it, John?
It is. It's extraordinary that I have not seen one question in the last 3 or 4 weeks. There is two clear cases of foreign interference in the 2016 election. Christopher Steele was a foreigner who took foreign information from Russia, was paid by Hillary Clinton to try to interfere in our election. And the Ukraine embassy says the Democratic National Committee approached it and asked for its help in trying to interfere with the election.
Does it matter if it's Russia or Ukraine, and they actually have evidence,
or even Great Britain? It doesn't matter. Even Great Britain, the foreigner that Steele is. Those are questions that have not been asked, and Bob Mueller has to be asked, did you look at any of that?
So Ukraine and getting involved in this, and that's where this whole this Misfit stuff, the Halperin, all this is going to kind of come together and realize. And when you go look at the Mueller report, the assets they're here talking about that were, he said, were Russian, I believe they're going to prove that they were American assets. And that is going to be very damning. And why did he not know that? And who told them that they were?
Well, I think it's quite possible that Mueller was misled and kept in the dark.
I think, particularly after watching him today, mm-hmm. I think he's the darling old man that the young Turks took advantage of.
If I were him, I'd be very pissed off right now. Sorry for that language, but yeah. I mean, I would...
Because his reputation is just being in tatters with this thing.
That's why he didn't want to do this in the first place. That's why he didn't want to testify in front of Congress.
Well, because he knew he was stuck. Yeah. I mean, he wanted the job. He said he wanted the job because this was an important issue to the American public. I think what happened, though, is he got misled by a group of attorneys that he said got transferred to him. He didn't ask any of them about their political, but who did that transferring? Because what you can find from Pam Bondi, the attorney that's sitting next to him right now, mm-hmm. is his former chief of staff.
Interesting.
And so let's do the Bondi clip two here. This is some interesting factoid here.
Pam, what happens? Who walks away the winner?
Ainsley, I think President Trump clearly walks away the winner.
Why is
this
that?
We've seen this 675 days they dragged this out. 500 search warrants, 2,800 subpoenas, and $40 million to the taxpayers. Right. That Democrats could have been using what? To help fix our infrastructure, our border, solidify the USMCA, all the things that need to be done, ratified to help our country. And it's totally going to backfire on them.
Well, Pam, what do you make of the fact that at the 11th hour, apparently they have asked, Mr. Mueller mm-hmm. has asked that his top investigative aide, chief of staff on the special counsel report, Aaron Zebley, sit at the witness table with
him. Listen to this.
He's not going to answer any questions in the first session, but in the afternoon, he's actually already been sworn in. He can answer questions of the Intel Committee.
Yeah, and by the way, this is the same attorney who represented one of Clinton's people in the whole computer bleach bidding issue. Isn't that interesting? Mm. And now he's coming in as Bob Mueller's counsel. I think Bob Mueller's doing that. Frankly, I think he's concerned about the questions the Republicans are going to ask him. When did you know that FISA warrant was based on false information? That's critical. And why did you continue on with your investigation when you knew that? When the investigator needs an attorney, he's right. concerned.
Okay, so let me kind of tell you something about chief of staffs. Chief of staffs are really running the show. And particularly after watching Mueller today, how detached he is and disconnected. He's kind of like forgetful. Something tells me the chief of staff is running this whole thing. And he's the guy that picked the attorneys. So you had a Clinton Foundation attorney, female. You had Weissman, who's kind of the killer guy, who in Mueller's mind is a great guy, by the way. He said so. He said he's an outstanding attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I think he probably picked Peter Strzok, probably picked Lisa Page, and picked all those people. And I think that guy is going to be the one. And it will be interesting because I've gotten wind that they're going to be investigating the team that's here if Durham gets into that part of it and what they do. And was there any hanky-panky going on? And were they kind of playing hide the ball with Robert Mueller? Because I'm telling you, after looking at him, and I'm going to be interested in watch how SNL is going to handle mm-hmm. this. Is it going to be the De Niro that's kind of confused kind of guy? Or is it going to be the... Because every time you've seen him on SNL, it's been this in-charge guy who strikes the fear of God in you by his very presence. And they're not going to be able to do that, but what will they do will be the question. Okay, so the very best guy today was Ratcliffe of Texas. And he seems to be the best guy for the afternoon session. He's on Judicial and Intel. But Ratcliffe was good. Gummert was good. Jim Jordan was good. Martha Roby was good. She really did a good job steering him and keeping him back on track. But he's doing it again. He's saying, can you please repeat the question after they just asked him the question? So let's listen to it. This is going to be stop and go. Let's listen to Ratcliffe and Mueller.
Good morning, Director. If you'll let me quickly summarize your opening statement this morning. You said in Volume 1 on the issue of conspiracy, the special counsel determined that the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. And then in Volume 2, for reasons that you explained, the special counsel did not make a determination on whether there was an obstruction of justice crime committed by the president. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, in explaining the special counsel did not make what you called a traditional prosecution or declination decision, the report on the bottom of page 2 of volume 2 reads as follows. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. Accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Now, I read that correctly?
Yes.
All right. Now, your report, and today you said that at all times the special counsel team operated under, was guided by, and followed Justice Department policies and principles. So which DOJ policy principle sets forth a legal standard that an investigated person is not exonerated if their innocence from criminal conduct is not conclusively determined?
Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Yeah. Which DOJ policy or principle set forth a legal standard that an investigated person is not exonerated if their innocence from criminal conduct is not conclusively determined? Where does that language come from, Director? Where is the DOJ policy that says that? Can you, let me make it easier.
Go ahead.
Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique situation.
Okay, well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist. The special counsel's job.
Let me go to break. Come back. We'll come back with Ratliff right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Funny, Joey. Funny.
No, I could make it appropriate for air. I was telling Dan off air that Joe Rogan, who I love his show, and I follow him on Instagram, and Joe Rogan posted what is a disgusting-looking photo, but an interesting story. Rogan had his car parked for over a week at a garage in Los Angeles. Must have been open air or some openings, because when he got back after a week, the car was covered in cat crap and pee. And for some reason, when I saw that image, I was reminded of Adam Schiff. Like hardened, old cat crap.
Yeah, I like that. I tell you, you're a fan of Adam Schiff.
Oh, yeah.
Swalwell was the one. Gah!
The Swalwell looks like he'd go over and sniff it.
I was, man, first of all, he was doing this. Let me kiss a little here. And then he didn't get the answer that he wanted, and he kind of made up what he had said. And he Mueller kind of said, well, I would disagree with your appraisal of that type of thing. Okay, let's continue on with Ratliff from Texas.
I cannot, but this is a unique situation.
Okay, well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it, because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist. The special counsel's job, nowhere does it say that you were to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or that the special counsel report should determine whether or not to exonerate him. It's not in any of the documents. It's not in your appointment order. It's not in the special counsel regulations. It's not in the OLC opinions. It's not in the justice manual. And it's not in the principles of federal prosecution. Nowhere do those words appear together, because respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him. Because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone. Everyone is entitled to it, including sitting presidents. And because there is a presumption of innocence, prosecutors never, ever need to conclusively determine it. Now, Director, the special counsel applied this inverted burden of proof that I can't find and you said doesn't exist anywhere in the department policies, and you used it to write a report. And the very first line of your report, says, and you, as you read this morning, it authorizes the special counsel to provide the attorney general with a confidential report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions reached by the special counsel. That's the very first word of your report, right?
That's correct.
Here's the problem, Director. The special counsel didn't do that. On volume one, you did. On volume two, with respect to potential obstruction of justice, the special counsel made neither a prosecution decision or a declination decision. You made no decision. You told us this morning and in your report that you made no determination. So respectfully, Director, you didn't follow the special counsel regulations. It clearly says, write a confidential report about decisions reached. Nowhere in here does it say, write a report about decisions that weren't reached. You wrote 180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged or decided. And respectfully, by doing that, you managed to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged. So Americans need to know this as they listen to the Democrats and socialists on the other side of the aisle as they do dramatic readings from this report, that volume two of this report was not authorized under the law to be written. It was written to a legal standard that does not exist at the Justice Department. And it was written in violation of every DOJ principle about extra prosecutorial commentary. I agree with the chairman this morning when he said Donald Trump is not above the law. He's not. But he damn sure shouldn't be below the law, which is where volume two of this report puts him.
Okay. This is why I think that Mueller did not write the report. If you had written that report and you were a noted attorney, former FBI director, former U.S. attorney, wouldn't you have pushed back on that?
Yes.
You would have argued your point.
Yes.
The fact that I mean, I want to tell you something. He looked like a kid that was being told, you got home late type stuff, and you didn't do what you're supposed to do.
and his head was dropping. Well, just did not look good.
I think because Ratcliffe is a former U.S. attorney, I think what he did is he used the language Mueller would have been intimately familiar with from his career and kind of laid out the argument. I think Mueller was a bit like, oh,
yeah,
you're right.
Right.
He tried to say this was a unique circumstance. I think what Mueller did was he kind of pulled a James Comey. He wanted to give this report, knowing it would go public, to the Congress.
Well, did he want to do it, or did his band of renegades?
Let's say the Office of Special Counsel wanted to do it. And I think watching Mueller today, especially responding to Democrats, he's essentially what he wants to say, if I could interpret it, is I've taken the ball as far as I can take it. Stop trying to use me. At the end of the day, it's actually in his report, at the end of the day, there is a process called impeachment, which is, at the end of the day, a political decision. You can't legally take this guy down. It's up to you guys now, based what I gave you, to actually have the cojones to impeach him. But you're not going to do that. You want me to do the work for you, and all your fancy theories are not, I'm not going there. It's not true.
I think this OLC thing is going to bite him in the butt.
Yes.
But I'm watching that Ratliff thing, and I went back and played it again because that was a snippet I took off of Real Clear, and played it again, and I was watching his body language, and he was in the, damn it, they screwed me over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just had this, I can't defend this, and right. Those bastards got me to go do this thing. I mean, he had that look. He had a shame look on his face.
And to be clear, on the OLC opinion, either Attorney General William Barr just outright lied.
Or he's lying.
Or Mueller's lying, or Mueller was like, man, misled. I was misled. And I don't think William Barr is lying. I think Barr wouldn't be that stupid.
This, I tell you what, it's all the little moving parts in this thing, boys and girls, that this is the really, really interesting part of this. The Democrats, and watching here, here's one of the star questioners here, this female, I forgot her name.
Jackie Spears.
She's supposed to be pretty strong. She didn't look like she could get anywhere with him. So now we're going to get back to the Republicans here. Old Navy, hang on for me. Everybody else, 272-9228, going to be back. After our top of the hour break.
Show.